Miles, can you tell us, how can we use Mendeley as students?
Yeah, I use it as a research academic, and I've only just stumbled across it, but I find it extremely useful, and I haven't realised how useful it is yet, because I've only just started to use it, and I've followed some of the tutorials, but I know the scope of the system is immense, and I have been using EndNote, which some other researchers would know, mm-hmm. which is a way of collating your database of academic literature, and also cites your references within a Word document, but I think this has got potential to be better. Now, I think it's also useful for students, and it allows students to probably work in partnership with their lecturers to identify the new trends and new research in the area. And what I feel it is a Facebook version for academics and students. So this is a place where you can put your database of your literature, share it, work on it as a team, collaboration. So if you just see what I've got here, you can, the three people in my room now can see it. I've got the dashboard, which are things that I'm writing to the community that I'm part of. Now, I'm a part of a number of communities, and I've created a number of communities too, based on my academic research interests. One of those is greening the supply chain, which is my main interest. Another one, which is what I call Green Seeds, which is about social enterprise, economic development and sustainability. And there are some other ones for simulation modelling and those type of things. And I've been delighted to find new members to work with from across the globe, but also a way of collaborating with people to find good research. Now, the reason why I'm doing this podcast is I've got a new master's student in front of me, and she's asked me a question on how do I collate my research. Now, I took a long time to do my PhD, and one of the reasons why is because I didn't really gather my research in a very systematic way. I read a lot, and I understood my research, the literature very, very well. That was noted in my Viva. But systematic processes are very, very important. So I've created for this young lady here a group with some other academics, Green Seeds. If we go to Green Seeds, there's a little community like where we can discuss things and we can share our ideas. But at the top, we can search for papers. So we're going to search for Green Supply Chain Papers. And this links, I believe, to Google Scholar, and it looks at the academic literature. So here we can now add these different papers to the library, and then when we go to the My Library, there we are. All the papers are there for us all to see. And from there, we are able to access them, and it gives you really, really interesting information. Who else has been reading it? Who else has been citing it? Maybe some stuff about impact. Gives you access to other people who might also be interested. But what I have got to find out at the moment is how can I write my literature into my articles that I'm writing? How can I write and then link those articles into my work? So using what, like, similar to EndNote. That is what I haven't found out how to do yet, but I know that you can do it. So this will generate the Harvard referencing list that I need. And I know for students they find that extremely difficult, but it's too easy for them to do, really. But they don't do it correctly all the time. So this will actually formulate a Harvard reference list, and it also formulate other lists for you too. Any questions, girls?
Yeah, it seems to me like Mendeley is some sort of academic network when you can access academic journals and articles. Does it use any other data resources except of Google Scholar?
Well, Google Scholar is perhaps quite advanced. When I started my PhD, I was told not to use Google Scholar because we don't know what its capabilities are. But I know now, I can say from a very personal perspective, that Google Scholar links into the libraries that I use. Now, my PhD was at Aston University. I knew it linked into those libraries, and it also linked into the DMU library. And then you can find the articles from there, which I find extremely useful. What we don't want is to search 5 or 6 different research databases, and you get some papers there and some papers there. We need a central source. So Google Scholar was moving towards that, and I'm quite comfortable with that, especially for masters and undergraduate students, most definitely. But this system here might be that one-stop shop. But let's see it work. Let's see how it gets going. But I think it's got plenty of scope, and I extremely recommend for any student to use it and not to get confused by it. Try and find a way to be more systematic in what you want to achieve. Okay?
Thank you.